Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our midday prayers. Very good to be with you again on this St. George's Day, and also the anniversary of Shakespeare's death. So I noticed outside that it is a bright day, but as I was once warned by a gentleman in my last church, a bright day brings forth the adder. I'm not entirely sure what that means, but I guess it's something that we should be aware of, adders in our back gardens. And so let us begin. And we say together, "One thing I have asked of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." Who is it that you seek? We seek the Lord our God. Do you seek him with all your heart? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your soul? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your mind? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your strength? Amen. Christ, have mercy. Let's allow ourselves some space to breathe in and breathe out. Be comfortable in our own skins and before the Lord. Let's allow ourselves to experience God's mercy. Let's allow ourselves to experience all of God's creation. And we say together, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory." Our reading today comes from the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, beginning at verse 8. "Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning the salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And so we come to our prayers. And at the beginning of our prayers, I've mentioned earlier that today is St. George's Day. I'm not sure that the lockdown will have necessarily interfered with a huge number of celebrations. St. George's Day is not a day when people tend to be parading in the streets, but it is an interesting saint. He is an interesting saint. He's thought to be born in Cappadocia, which is in central Turkey as we know it now, and it's likely that he was a Roman citizen and also that he was of Greek origins. And he is not unlike our own Saint Alban in that he is believed to have been martyred for his faith. That the whole dragon business was attached to him much later, in the 10th and 11th centuries, I think. But he is certainly known as one that stood up for his faith. And so I'm going to begin with a prayer that remembers George at this time. Almighty God, who gave to your servant George boldness to confess the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, before the rulers of this world, and courage to die for this faith, grant that we may always be ready to give a reason for the hope that is in us, and to suffer gladly for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. And we continue in our prayers. We heard the news about Rosemary Ware yesterday, and we continue to remember her family, Chris, Jenny and Linda, and their families. It would have been hard to say goodbye to their mother without the usual being able to be present and physically in contact. We also remember those who have lost loved ones through COVID-19. I spoke to a lady yesterday whose husband, in his early 60s, a fit man, no underlying health issues, died from the virus. She wasn't able to see him, or she still can't see him even after his death. His belongings are in a sealed bag which can be opened in time, but not yet. Lord, we pray for those who mourn, particularly we pray for those who mourn in these strange circumstances in which we live now. For some of us, it is rather distant. While we may be fearful if we have certain conditions which place us in unsafe categories, but we are still able to look outside, enjoy the sunshine, have a different pattern of life. But we remember those who are working on the front line, those who are concerned for relatives who are seriously ill, and those who mourn. We pray for our government as it continues to try to free equipment. We pray for those who are researching so that a vaccine and various tests are going to be developed and available. We pray for those known to us who are struggling in these conditions that we find ourselves in now, those who are particularly lonely, those who are financially worried, those who wonder quite how their business will survive. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And we pray for ourselves. We pray that during this time that we will be able to have a fresh experience of you in our lives. That through the time and the space and the peace that we've been given, that we will see this as something like a gift. A gift in which to experience you more closely, without other distractions. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And we pray for the ongoing work of our church. We pray for those who are dealing with financial matters, those who are dealing with services, with music, those who are looking after the premises that still need to be managed at this time. Those producing the magazine, including those who are printing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Amen. And we say a final canticle. Christ as a light, illumine and guide me. Christ as a shield, overshadow me. Christ under me, Christ over me, Christ beside me on my left and my right. This day be within and without me, lonely, lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Be in the heart of each to whom I speak, in the mouth of each who speaks to me. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Christ as a light, Christ as a shield, Christ beside me on my left and on my right. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.